It is time to meet our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, and she is Elise Mutey from North Reading High School, but a member of the Peabody-Linfield North Reading Girls Hockey Program this past winter. And Elise, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, congratulations on the award. We mentioned it's a student athlete award, so there's the athletics and the student piece. So we will start with the athletic piece first here. So you guys had an incredible season this past year, and maybe just a thought from you on the past hockey season that just wrapped up.
Yeah, we had a really good group of girls, and everybody was there to play and have fun, and we won a lot of games too, which made it better.
Well, how about your job in goal this year? How many shutouts did you have?
I believe it was 9 in the regular season, and then I had 1 in the playoffs too.
Yeah, so a total of 10. Great, great. Too bad you couldn't keep that rolling a little longer, right?
Yeah.
But a fantastic season in goal. Tell me about how you got into becoming a goaltender. I mean, that's not a position that everyone really jumps to take, but how did you end up becoming a goaltender?
So my dad was a goalie, and I used to go to his game, and I only ever wanted to play goalie. I only skated out for like half a season, I think. So always wanted to be a goalie, kind of all I ever wanted to do.
That's interesting. And now you also play field hockey. So where do you are you in goal in field hockey?
No, I'm actually a forward.
All right. Well, that makes sense here. That's got to be more fun, right? I think goaltending, Elise, I mean, I would think for me, it'd be nerve wracking. You know what I mean? So I give you credit for being able to do that. That's fantastic. But tell me more about your field hockey team.
So we had a good group of girls for that too. We didn't win as many games, but the season got better as we went on, and it was a fun season.
Well, I know right now as we speak, you're involved with softball, so a three-sport standout at North Reading High School, and I know this softball team at North Reading has been a very strong program over the last several years. So tell me about this year's team, although albeit very early and just practices and no real actual league games as yet.
Yeah, we're looking good right now. We have a lot of depth on the team. We have a lot of girls. You could put anybody in the field and everybody would do good.
What position do you play in softball?
I mostly play short. And a little outfield.
Oh, great. Okay. Did I interrupt you? Were you going to say more about the softball team?
Oh, no.
That's fine. The other piece I wanted to ask you about is back to the hockey team for this past season. What kind of stands out to you? Not necessarily as one of your games necessarily, but as a team game for the team. What game kind of stands out to you as kind of a memorable, important game for the team?
I think the game that stands out most for me was probably the Methuen-Tewksbury game. I think that was a very evenly matched game, and everybody did our job, and we continued on with the season.
Yeah, exactly. So now let me ask you about the academic piece. You're a sophomore, so you're navigating those courses at North Reading High School, and I understand your favorite subject area. English is math, sciences, and so on is science. So tell me a bit about that, and why is it science?
So I'm taking chemistry right now, and I always just kind of had like a liking towards science ever since I was younger. And it just kind of carried on throughout the years.
So do you know your empirical table?
I'm learning it.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. As long as you're learning it, that's it's not easy. From my days in chemistry many, many years ago. The other thing I like to ask winners on this is, again, being the academic piece, is that you run across a lot of great teachers, in your time at whether it be middle school or high school or, of course, earlier in elementary school. But Is there a teacher or two that stands out, whether kind of inspirational to you, that you've had at North Reading High School?
So my favorite teacher right now is probably my geometry teacher, Mr. Votto. He also played hockey, so we kind of bonded over that, and he's made geometry a lot, like math in general, actually a lot easier for me, as it's one of like my harder subjects.
Well, I would think geometry, I mean, being a goalie, geometry could be helpful to you with the angles and so on. Is that at all possible? No?
Yes, a little bit, actually.
Yeah, you got to know, you know. It's like maybe pool could be helpful, too, in playing hockey a little bit,
yeah.
As far as your angles are concerned and so on. But you're right. I mean, you got to know that stuff, and that's all part of it, part of geometry. It's one piece of geometry, I guess. Anything else, Elise, to share with us, about, the spring sports, the fall sport, and as we've talked about, you got nominated from the hockey program, from the hockey team. So anything else to share with us about your athletics or academics at North Reading?
Nope.
We've nailed it. We've got it all.
Yes.
I think so. I think so, too. Well, Elise, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on a great hockey season. It was a great team, a fun team to watch for sure, and you were very competitive. And, of course, your performance outstanding in nets for the PLNR team. So, Elise, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the Moynihan Student Athlete Award.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Elise Mutey from North Reading High School, and of course a member of that Peabody Linfield North Reading hockey team, here on MSONewsSports.com.